Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. For some, nothing brings more sadness than seeing a lost animal, and nothing brings more joy than knowing a pet has reunited with its owner. The town of Cobourg was spending $104,000 per year for animal control. That is the service that picks up stray dogs and cats and takes them to the pound to hopefully reunite with their family. Cobourg Councillor Aaron Burkett is the town's point person for animal control. 2 years ago, the town decided it was spending too much on animal control. At that time, it was part of a management committee made up of municipalities from the west half of Northumberland County. But in 2020, council said it had enough and left. In January, Cobourg Council announced the Northumberland Humane Society would provide pound services by looking after strays and reuniting pets with owners. The two-year journey is the subject of the first segment of today's show. Aaron Burkett is going to walk us through what happened and why. If you are a taxpayer or a pet lover, you will want to hear what he has to say. I'm so pleased to have with me today Aaron Burkett, the councillor responsible for animal control for the town of Cobourg. Welcome to Consider This.
Thank you for having me today.
Before we go too far, it may be a good idea to get you to describe what is the Joint Animal Control Municipal Services Board and what does it do?
So basically, the Joint Animal Service Board is made up of four neighboring municipalities, Port Hope, Hamilton Township, and Alma Caldeman, as well as the town of Cobourg. Back in, I believe it was 2003, the four municipalities joined together and created this board. It's a governance board, and essentially we oversee the Joint Animal Control service unit that essentially provided the four municipalities with animal control service and pound service. So I was, when elected to council in 2018, I was the member of protection services, and I was appointed to the board as the town of Cobourg representative.
So when you talk about animal control and pound services, can you just give us a really quick definition of what that includes?
So the animal control piece of it is essentially if there's a stray dog, cat, within the municipalities, essentially the staff would go out, try to contain the animal and either try to get it to the homeowner if they're within the area and they know where it's from, or bring it down to the shelter or pound until somebody could claim that animal. And then the other piece to it, obviously, is the pound piece. So if, you know, somebody finds an animal or whatever, it's a place where they can bring such animal to cats and dogs, obviously, to hopefully then find its owner. So that's kind of the gist of what the service entails. Under the all the municipalities are required to have a pound service for dogs. We went one step further and did the cat service as well, because In a lot of areas, those are the two animals, obviously, of issues in neighborhoods and essentially, so that's what we do within the organization.
Now, in October 2020, Council received a services delivery review report from consultants saying it should rethink its involvement in the joint board. Now, prior to this, what was your impression of the level of service the town was getting from the Animal Control Municipal Services Board?
So, since being on council and appointed to that position, I learned through our municipal clerk and town staff that, Covert was not getting the service that we felt we required, being the largest contributor to the Joint Animal Control Board. We felt we weren't getting that level of service that we expect and would like to provide to the citizens of Cobourg. So obviously having conversations with the town clerk, Brian Larmer, and myself, trying to figure out what the next steps were at that point. So obviously before the service delivery review, we were in discussions about what the next steps were and where we needed to move. So essentially the service delivery review from the KPMG really just confirmed what we already kind of had a sense of. So at that point, I really knew we need to move forward, and I know it's going to be a long process, obviously, I was very happy to have the full council with the support to move forward on that, pulling out of the joint animal control.
Now, Aaron, when you were at the table and you were discussing things or things were happening, was there anything that stuck out in your mind where it was really exemplary of this sense that Cobourg wasn't getting a fair deal or a good deal? Were there reports or were there incidents that sort of caught your attention and you said, like, this just doesn't make sense anymore?
Mr. Larmer had to step in on occasion to deal with certain items as far as incidents that had happened within the town, whether it was dog on person incidents. So that became very apparent that we needed to look at the process and where we're going with it. The other thing too that you have to really look at is we had two services kind of at this point. We have the Northumberland Humane Society as well as we have a joint animal control piece. So very, very close proximity building where their buildings are, obviously. And, you kind of look at, is there a duplication of service? So that kind of sparks a little bit of, okay, we need to maybe further look at this because maybe there's alternatives.
Now, Cobourg Council gets the final report on service delivery, and in it, it argues that there can be cost savings if you rethink the delivery model. What was your reaction when you saw the recommendations in the report?
I was not really surprised, obviously sitting on the Animal Control Board, seeing what the costs were with the service already, kind of having, looking at different alternatives and kind of doing a little bit of research, I felt, there was going to be savings. Obviously, once we've got the number, of the official number of what the cost would be for savings, it was quite substantial. And, when you're looking at that, in the grand scheme of things, it's a small piece of the overall budget. But, when KPMG was bringing the report to us, I believe it was about half. Like they presented, for example, the cost of what other municipalities and other places were paying for services, and you kind of got a sense, okay, yeah, we are paying more, so is that this should be the way to move forward. For example, in 2021, the average cost per household was about $9.56. And which is quite higher for the average of both tier one and tier two services, which is anywhere from $4.63 to $4.82 on average with other municipalities. So you're looking at almost double the cost. So that was a huge kind of indicator once we got that information to council that, hey, yeah, this is what we need to do. We need to kind of move away from this.
So when did you or the town notify the joint board that you were planning to leave?
So that would have been in, I think it was officially in January of 2020, because essentially what you have to do is give 2 years notice. That was a part of the whole agreement with when the board, Joint Animal Control Board, was created. So any municipality that was leaving would have to give a 2 year notice period. So I sat on the board for those 2 years, you know, still having discussions and participating, and you're still paying the fee. So in that time period, at any time, you could obviously, you know, rescind your decision. I believe Port Hope actually started that process in the last term of council and had stopped the decision a period into it. So Coburg, obviously, we were very set on the goal to, you know, move forward, get this, you know, get this to a point where we can move this in-house.
So when did the town start talking with the Northumberland Humane Society? And is it correct that the town used to have the Humane Society provide animal control in the past?
I'm not sure about the past piece myself, but I it was about, you know, about in 2021, you know, Mr. Larmer was building a report to bring to council. So that's where Mr. Larmer had discussions with the board and what the proposal would essentially be and what the cost would be. So he had those discussions and led those. And then he obviously brought the information to myself, and I was quite all right with it. And that's when we brought that information to council. So it's one of those things where, you know, we're looking at, like I said, two services that are very similar as far as, you know, housing animals. And I think the Humane Society does a very good job of taking care of animals and very compassionate towards them.
Now, that report that you were talking about, that came forward in August of 2021. The council received this report from Brent Larmer to enter into this five-year agreement with the Humane Society at a cost of $36,000 per year. Now, that's a lot less than the over, I think it was, what, $104,000 or $106,000 you were paying at the joint board. Why is there such a big difference? It's huge. It's like one-third of the original cost.
Yeah, So with the Joint Animal Control Board, we were also paying for staff to go out and do animal pickup and enforcement, okay? So with bringing, with going to the Humane Society, what we're doing now is we're actually picking the animals up, doing the enforcement and taking them down to the shelter. So essentially the shift is, yes, we're paying less for the overall costs is what it would look like. But what we've done is essentially shift to in-house enforcement, which is very important, because essentially what's happening is we're strengthening our bylaw department. So we're able to utilize those employees to do multi, you know, tasks essentially. So not only are they doing the, you know, animal control when needed, they're also doing, you know, property standards, they're doing parking infractions. So various things that are going to generate revenue for the municipality to offset costs, as well as, you know, provide a stronger team to deliver a high level of enforcement services.
Now, there was oversight in the old system. You had the board. It oversaw how things were going on. There was reports regularly given. There were minutes of meetings, and there was transparency on a lot of levels. Now, how is the oversight going to take place under this new system with the Humane Society? What about the town's end, and is there going to be a citizens committee?
No, essentially, the Humane Society has a board of its own, so they will deal with those items in the, you know, within their board as far as operations and things like that. And like I said, we are just using them as essentially a shelter pound service. So the drop off and that that care essentially. So taking that responsibility out of the town of Coburg's hands, I think, is very important. And then obviously the oversight is Mr. Larmer is the director of legislative services, which oversees the bylaw department. And he reports to the CAO, which the CAO reports to council. So that is essentially the oversight that would happen if there it's an operational piece now. And essentially, if there are issues or concerns, then through the proper channels, obviously through council, if you know, citizens have issues or whatever that case might be, they can obviously go to council, and then through council, we can go to the CAO and, you know, deal with those issues accordingly. So I think at the end of the day, it's a more of a Coburg oriented solution where, you know, if there was an issue, for example, with the Joint Animal Control Board, I may have been dealing with an issue that was out in Hamilton Township, which I don't really, as a member, yes, I have an interest in the board, but, you know, they're not the citizens of Coburg necessarily. So I found it very difficult when issues like that came up.
But what about, you know, there was often a monthly report on how many animals came in that was made public. There was an accountability in terms of whether there was a no-kill policy or not. I mean, what's going to happen with all that stuff? I mean, when you take on this responsibility, people have very strong feelings about, and now you guys are responsible for that. I understand that the Humane Society has its thing, but I mean, for people who, you know, for example, feel very strongly about no-kill policies and how many animals are returned and how many get adopted out. How is that transparency going to take place, and how is that accountability going to happen?
So it's in talking with Mr. Larmer, it's obviously like, you know, taking on this kind of role is we're obviously going to adapt, and there's going to be some learning experiences, obviously. But I know through his department, there'll be some better reporting and things like that. And that's where that hiring that bylaw manager, because it's not just reporting on, you know, obviously animal control, but various other things such as parking and things like that. So I think through those tools and having those in place, we're going to have that same level of information to the public. So those are the kind of things that, you know, obviously there's always bumps and things like that as you're kind of getting these things hashed out, but that's the expectation I know of council, and I know Mr. Larmer is going to, you know, be able to deliver on those kind of items.
But people are very passionate about no-kill policies, and I know that in the past the community has had many people vocal about they want to make sure that the shelter is a no-kill shelter and that the animals are going to be safe. What is the town going to do? Can you say to listeners that there is going to be a no-kill policy and that the town is making sure that there is a no-kill policy so that these animals survive, or are you not going to take a position on that?
At this point, I'm not going to take a position on that piece. Obviously, we're looking to the Humane Society to do what they believe is right through their operations. And I know in discussions, and you know, I know what how passionate the community is, and the issues with the, for example, the Joint Animal Control in the past. And you know, I know the Humane Society themselves, you know, and what their goals are and what their care for animals are. I think they've got a great board there, and I think they're all, you know, very passionate about animals, and I think that's very key. So I have faith in you know, what they're gonna do down there at the Humane Society, and obviously us being a contributor, you know, those discussions and those things through council, if there are issues.
But Aaron, did you not have an opportunity when you were putting together this agreement that one of the clauses said that there will be a no-kill policy related to the animals that are collected from Coburg? You could have put that into the agreement. Why was that not done?
That would be a question for Mr. Larmer, and I felt, I guess we felt that was not an issue at the time because of how the Humane Society operates at this point.
So what will happen going forward then?
As far as that piece of it, the no-kill?
No, I'm sorry. What will happen going forward overall with the animal control now? What can we look forward to seeing over the next upcoming months and years?
Well, I think the biggest thing is if there are, you know, issues, concerns, those kind of things, we're open to obviously adapt and adjust how it's done, because at the end of the day, bringing it in-house, the municipality has more control over, you know, what we're doing, you know, as far as enforcement, pickup, those kind of items. So as far as I'm concerned, I feel it's going to be a higher level of service. And if it's if the service is not meeting the expectations of what the citizens are looking for, it's something that council can at least review and, you know, direct staff, you know, how can we change that? I think, you know, before it's, you know, you're one voice of four municipalities versus this is, you know, a solution that's, you know, Coburg oriented. So I think long term, I think it's a very good move, and you know, we can do what's best for Coburg. And I think at the end of the day, myself, members of council, staff, we want to provide the best level of service we can. And, you know, nothing's perfect, but I think with, you know, whether it's public engagement, whether it's, you know, learning from, you know, how things are always adapting, I think we can ultimately move to the best service possible.
Aaron Burkhardt, thank you so much for talking to me today.
No problem. I appreciate you taking the time to reach out, and I very much enjoyed it. Thank you.
That was Aaron Burkhardt, the counselor responsible for animal control. The Northumberland Humane Society is a no-kill shelter. This means it will not kill healthy or treatable animals, even if the shelter is full. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.